Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Bechtold, Senior Director of Global Technology Practice at SAS. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Allison. It's good to be with you.
So, Paul, this is your second time on the program. Why don't you just start with reminding our listeners about your role at SAS and SAS's place in the arena of analytics?
My role at SAS, as you mentioned, is to lead the global technology practice. In essence, it's an organization that supports many of our largest customer engagements across industries, across the world, particularly those that involve big data, Hadoop, and the SAS in-memory analytics suite. This theme of modernizing the analytics process is a very popular topic among this class of customers. So my team that has a focus in a variety of domains like data management, analytics, BI, and enterprise architecture. So we often work as a team in tandem in supporting this large class of customers that is most interested to better optimize their analytics process and leverage some of the emerging technologies, both in terms of software capability, but also in terms of hardware infrastructure from the likes of Intel.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you see customers approaching analytics in a different way and how the underlying solutions in the market are changing to address the changing needs of business?
Two trends come to mind. One is the trend for improved ad hoc data management balanced against more traditional, say, IT-governed data management. So this balancing act we call adaptive data management is a real trend, particularly among the data scientist community. After all, you can't perform analytics unless your data are in shape and well-governed. So that balancing act between ad hoc data management or data wrangling, as some people may call it, together with traditional data management is a real trend. The other is one that speaks more to analytics, and that is the democratization of analytics far and wide among the business community. The fact that statisticians don't grow on trees means that the power of analytics needs to be put in more people's hands to generate more value. And to do that, the analytics need to be much more self-service in nature, that don't put a huge training burden on, say, a business analyst within an account. And the tools need to be adept at managing and dealing with large amounts of data and doing basic analytics to include things like forecasting, some basic predictive modeling, decision trees, and the like. So that's a real trend we see, that more and more people are trying to leverage analytics in the best possible way.
You guys have worked really close with us for a number of years to take full advantage out of performance capabilities of our underlying hardware platforms. You know, 2016 is no different. We just released an E7 processor to the market, which is our high-end Xeon product. And I know that you've worked on optimizing for this one as well. Can you talk a little bit about what you've delivered there?
I'll first say that our customers are expecting us to be much more prescriptive. They're expecting us to provide more guidance than ever before. This is where we come into providing more sample architectures. And now we're beginning to tout the benefits of E7 V4, particularly around the trend for greater use of machine learning techniques and machine learning methods. So for example, you know, the 33% greater cores in E7 V4 relative to E7 V3, twice the memory capacity from E7 V3 now in E7 V4. For a machine learning application, that can mean much faster computational speed because of the core count and better predictive modeling vis-a-vis the use of much more data and many more iterations in terms of machine learning through the greater memory space of E7 V4. So we're really excited. We are positioning machine learning, which we've done for many, many years at SAS, but the wave is on us in terms of the demand for machine learning, particularly in support of applications like cross-sell, upsell, churn, and the like, that really puts a premium on greater predictive power, which machine learning can often provide. Machine learning, we see, or I see, to be really the convergence of three areas of technology. One is big data, for sure, but vis-a-vis E7 V4, this kind of computing power to distribute the data, distribute the math, together with new algorithms that we're introducing around machine learning, sort of the perfect storm, if you will, of why this improved core count, improved memory, or greater memory is really meaningful to us and our customers.
What are the key qualities that you're bringing to the marketplace that maybe just even a couple of years ago you were not able to deliver to end customers?
Stronger alignment between business and IT. In the past, we were primarily engaged with line of business users across industries. And yet, we were not as engaged with IT up until a few years ago. The value of analytics is generated more quickly. IT enables that capability in a much more powerful way than they ever did prior to the last few years, I would say. So that's been a really important evolution within SaaS, to be a great partner with business, but also equally great partner with IT.
What do you think the industry's responsibility is to work with enterprises to ensure that they have the right skill sets and the right tools to take advantage of the latest analytic solutions and get ready for things like machine learning that are becoming so much more of a focus?
In terms of SaaS's contributions, we're very focused on primary education, university programs, particularly at master's levels, to generate more and more of these sort of citizen data scientists. We have many different programs that are intended to train up these emerging class of students, emerging business leaders and whatnot, in terms of the value they can generate from analytics. That's number one. And number two is the technology simply needs to be more accessible and easier to use. And while there is definitely an important role for sort of a programmatic interface tools like or techniques like machine learning, we also recognize that there needs to be a way to provide more approachable analytics to do some of the things that I mentioned earlier.
Do you have a URL or other resource that you can share with our audience?
Definitely check out SaaS.com. It will detail the capabilities that I've described and many more beyond that. One aspect I would like to call the audience's attention to is around a new analytics architecture that we just announced at the SaaS Global Forum User Conference. That architecture we call SaaS VIA. It's an architecture that really puts cloud first in terms of how it's been designed, simple to use for a business user, together with easy to deploy and maintain from an IT perspective. So I would just call the audience's attention to check out the information on SaaS VIA in a preview program that we just introduced back a few weeks ago.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for being on the program today. It's a pleasure. We'd love to have you back again.
I'd love to do that. Thank you, Allison. I look forward to future conversations.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.